I know that Singaporeans are concerned about the cost of living. It's not unique to us in Singapore. Countries everywhere face similar pressures because of the recent spike in global inflation. Over the recent months, inflation in many of these places, including Singapore, has moderated. But price levels remain higher than before. And this impacts on people's sense of well-being. So you just take a look at the outcomes of elections held this year across many countries. Frustration with rising cost of living overshadowed other matters and contributed to a very strong sense of anti-incumbency feeling, meaning whoever is the incumbent in power, there is a strong feeling against that incumbent party. And so every governing party in a developed country that held elections this year has lost vote share. Quite a number have lost the mandate to govern altogether. We feel the pressure in Singapore too. Opposition parties have tried to exploit this issue to turn sentiments against the PAP, even though they themselves do not have good solutions. We hope Singaporeans understand that these are global inflation trends. They impact all countries. But here in Singapore, the government is doing its best to shield you, to shield all of us from the worst effects of inflation. We've rolled out major packages over the last few years to support Singaporeans, and there is more help on the way. Next month, in December, there will be some measures from the assurance package, and in January, another tranche of CDC vouchers coming up. I am now preparing for Budget 2025. Because I'm still the finance minister, remember? I will see how we can continue to provide additional support in the budget. These are national schemes, national programs, but on top of them, each of our branches in our constituencies, all of you, have been busy rolling out your own local schemes and programs. So as a government and as a party, we are doing all that we can. And we can truly say that, hand on heart, we are doing all that we can to help Singaporeans cope with higher cost of living. But more fundamentally, the political challenge we face in Singapore is rather unique. Very few political parties have been in government for as long as we have. I did a quick check on the internet. The longest running governing party in the world so far has been Mexico's Institutional Revolutionary Party. They led Mexico for 71 years, from 1929 to 2000. What about the PAP? We are not far behind. We are 65 years. If you count, we are not 65 years of independence, but if you count since self-government in 1959, we are 65 years. Of course, we want to keep serving Singaporeans for as long as possible. But we must never assume that we will not see a change in governments in our lifetimes. For now, most Singaporeans want the PAP to form the government, and we are grateful for their support and for the mandate they have given us. But at the same time, we know they want more opposition voices in Parliament. At least there is a segment of Singaporeans who say, we want the PAP to serve us as government, but we also want more opposition voices in Parliament. In the last election, the opposition said, beware of an opposition wipeout. Please, save us. Otherwise, there will be a wipeout. Actually, there is no chance of that happening at all. There have been opposition MPs in Parliament continuously ever since 1981. And with the NCMP scheme, we are guaranteed of at least 12 opposition MPs in Parliament. The opposition in Singapore is here to stay. In fact, given the desire for more opposition voices, the bigger risk we face is the loss of a stable and strong and good government. The opposition themselves admit that they are far from ready to form the government. They say that partly because they know that Singaporeans will not support them if they openly declare their intention to govern. So they are very quick to assure Singaporeans, don't worry, you can vote for us. We only want to oppose. We don't want to form the government. But if more and more voters are persuaded by this argument and they vote for the opposition, you can be sure that what is now the opposition will soon be the government. The opposition today will be the government tomorrow. And it does not require a large swing in votes. We saw in the last election how many GRCs and SMCs were closely contested. A modest swing in popular votes against the PAP can lead to very different electoral outcomes. We are talking very possibly the loss of another 3 or 4 GRCs. That means we lose another 4 or 5 ministers or a quarter of the cabinet. We will end up with a much weaker government, with far less ability to solve the problems facing our people and our country at a time when the world is becoming more uncertain and troubled. So, comrades, the stakes in the next election are high. Please don't think it is guaranteed that the PAP will win and form a stable government. We have to work hard for every vote. And that means all of us in the party, together with our brothers and sisters in the labor movement, all of us working hard. Remember, election outcomes are shaped not just by national policies. It's also what we do on the ground that matters. So all of us, our branch chairs, our activists on the ground, we must do our part to build close relationships with residents, to forge close bonds with them, to solve their problems, and to improve their lives and their living environment. These things matter, especially in a tight contest. And we know from the last election, and more so in the next election, there are no longer any safe seats. All seats will be contested, and there will be a few that are fiercely contested. So every resident, every vote counts, and all our efforts matter. We all have to chip in, do our part to earn the confidence and trust of Singaporeans, to win the mandate to govern, and ultimately to serve our fellow Singaporeans. As a party, we must also refresh and update our approach. That is our responsibility and our mission. In the past, for a long time, when the political landscape was less contested, the PAP could afford to stay in the background. So it was the government that would go out to engage citizens, explain policies, and solicit feedback and ideas. To be clear, the government of the day will continue to do so, but the PAP can no longer operate from the back. We must come out in front to explain our policies, to mobilize citizens for the causes that we believe in, to engage Singaporeans on the issues they care about, and importantly, to show them why they can trust and depend on the PAP to provide the leadership for Singapore.